My braid is flashing bird.
No quarter. I am going to be uncomfortable and all over you from start to finish.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Outside of the Box. And we are continuing our preview of the 2024 seasons of the various leagues. And today I'm excited to talk about what is my local league, which is MRCA, Midwest Robot Combat Association. And I'm here with Casey Jeremiahson to talk about it. So welcome to the show, Casey.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So I know all of my friends who are local are going to scold me because I haven't been to an MRCA event yet. But it is in the plans for hopefully this year to make that happen. But before we get into 2024, just really quickly, I'm curious to kind of get your reflection on 2023, as you know, it feels like we're just getting used to being in a new year. But, you know, I just kind of want to see what your reflection is on the past year and what MRCA has been able to do.
Yeah, last year was really exciting for us. We saw a 60 to 70% increase in our competitors. And the reason the number isn't even higher is because we had a lack of events. We just simply filled all our slots pretty much immediately. So that's one of the things that we're really looking forward to this upcoming season, is adding in a lot of additional events. And we changed our systems around quite substantially to accommodate for basically unlimited number of ranked events.
Well, that's awesome. It seems like a lot of people are having the same problem. It's just there's more interest, but just need to get like more events and things like that going so that more people can participate, which is an exciting problem to have.
Yes. It's also very challenging. It's really stressful on having a ranked system to be able to handle having additional people coming in. There's just so many people to sort through and ensure that we're getting, you know, the top bots getting into the ranked and that people still have a valid chance at doing so. So yeah, it was a challenge that took us a long time to, we had many meetings in regards to how we were going to handle the influx of events.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, just tell me a little bit about the league in general, because MRCA does do, from my understanding, ant weights and beetle weights. And, you know, to me, I think it's really one of the most competitive classes, especially since the point of entry is fairly accessible for most people. And you get such a mix of creativity and just some really competitive designs out there.
Yeah, we're predominantly ant weight. That's what we've been for the last 2 years. This year, we did introduce ranked and an actual final for beetle weights. We didn't have that before. Beetle weights have always been kind of in the background at MRCA events. A lot of the tournaments, you know, run a much smaller beetle weight bracket. But really, where we shine with the MRCA is specifically with the ant weights. And so that was one of those items where, like you said, it's accessible. So we had tons of people building, a lot of kids, a lot of families building. It's not uncommon to come to one of our events here in Minneapolis and see a father or a mother with two small children, each one competing.
Yeah, that's the wonderful thing is, you know, when you get to see the families involved and things like that. I mean, I think it's a big part of why the sport is growing. Now, you mentioned events in Minnesota, and that's where the first one is going to kick off for the year for MRCA, February 17th. So, you know, for folks that are interested, why don't you talk a little bit about that event?
Yeah, so the MRCA is built up of a bunch of different event organizers. I myself am with RSL, and we host the events in the Minneapolis area. So we have an event coming up on February 17th. It's for ant weights and beetle weights. Registration just opened up the other day, and this has been, you know, one of the problems of growing, right? We filled all our slots in less than 30 minutes. It looked like it was going to fill in the first 2 or 3 minutes, but the last couple of openings for ant weights hung out for a little bit longer. But the demand in this area is insane at the moment.
Well, that's really great. Yeah, like I said,
It
it's an
depends on who
experience.
you are.
It does depend on who you are. Obviously that event is filled up in terms of competitors, but for folks who just want to come out and attend and watch the event, what can they expect?
They can expect a very good show. Our guys put on a good show. They like big, heavy fights. There's going to be a lot of destruction. The event is there's plenty of space for spectators, and it's free for spectators, so there's no cost at all to them. We're trying to get a couple food trucks on site for everyone. Not sure exactly where we're at with that at the moment, but there will be some form of food on site. But yeah, it should be a good show. Like I said, free for spectators. Bring your kids. It's gonna be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it sounds like it will be a lot of fun. Now, following that, I mean, the league in general, like you said, there's a lot of event organizers, and so the great thing is that when I looked at the website, it seems like there's quite a few events coming up. The next one after that being one of the Bet Spots events on March the 9th, and then the Michigan Mashup will be happening later in March on the 23rd. Now that's one that I've definitely heard of because it's a little bit more in my vicinity. But if you just kind of want to talk about some of the other events that are currently on the schedule.
Yeah, so the vast majority of the schedule right now is in between RSL, Bet Spots, and Michigan Matchup. They're all good events to go out to. There's gonna be a little bit of a variance depending on where you go in terms of like how the arena is and how the event is structured. But the rule set will be the same throughout all of them. And they're all a lot of fun. I haven't personally participated in a Michigan Matchup. I'm hoping to fix that this year. I'm hoping to get out specifically to that March 23rd event. And just go see what it's all about out there. There's a lot of competitive bots coming out of Michigan right now. I mean, you may have heard of Remy de Guzman. This is his local stomping ground. Jerry Emma is also he's does quite well. There's lots of Michigan competitors that are very, very good. It's a fun, destructive event. It's always fun to watch.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, have you found that? Because I know again, I get teased so much because when I first started doing the podcast, I was like, "What? I wish that there was events in my area." And then everybody was like, "But there are." Is getting the word out, like, is it hard for you to get the word out there to people, like, unless they're specifically in the Discords or things like that to know about the events?
Yeah, we've found that a lot of people have a hard time finding out about us. It's not something that's very well advertised, and a lot of times too, the EO groups, the event organizer groups, just we're made up of very minimal teams, and we have a lot of tasks to do. It takes quite a bit to put on the events. So a lot of times that little bit of extra marketing for the local community just goes on the sideline. A lot of times people don't even know that we're there. So yeah, that
Yes.
definitely is a big part of the struggle, is having people know that that is the thing.
Yeah, for sure. Hence part of this idea to get the
Oh,
word
it's
out
great.
and get some visibility and everything else like that. Because I mean, with the sport growing, there's people in every area, and obviously events like NHRL are very well publicized and people know about those, but for us folks out here, that's a little bit of a trip. It's nicer to have some place to go that, does not require a plane ride to get to.
We drive out there. It's 20 hours from Minnesota. But yeah, that's a big reason why we created RSL and run under the MRCA. There wasn't events in the area, so we took it on. We don't want to live in a world where there's not combat robots in every major city. Like, let's be real. It needs to happen.
Absolutely. I mean, at this point, are there any plans to kind of expand the area that you're operating in? Because I've definitely heard various rumors and things like that, but I wanted to make sure that, I'm getting confirmation if that's a plan that's going to be in place.
There's lots. I don't want to let any of the details slip because we don't have firm dates or locations. So I don't want to set people up for potential failure. We are, RSL specifically is working on four alternative events that will happen most likely this year. And they're all in different states. So we are spreading out. We're hitting some states that have not had competitions in a long time or ever. And so we're really hoping to grow out and really start getting them. We want to encompass the entire Midwest. We want the MRCA specifically to have events in every single state. There's some states where that's a little bit harder to do just because just population size, but we're willing to give it a shot.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, I think this is something that really needs to be accessible to as many people as possible. It's a fantastic community, and it's a great way to, you know, challenge yourself and, you know, learn and just all of that. I mean, as far as anything else for this year, have you, I don't know if you guys have ever done any kind of like workshops or like have any intentions to do anything outside of just competition space?
Yeah, specifically, that's a little hard to say for the entire league just because it's all made up of different TOs. I know that Joseph Betts has been doing workshops with kids. We at RSL have had a workshop just recently here in December, as well as another one coming up in, I think, the 20th of this month. So what we're doing with those is we're having, it's not full combat, but it's more of just kind of getting a taste of robotics to kids. So we're actually doing sumo bot workshops, and then we're looking to expand into doing like hockey as well. Essentially what we want to do is just get controllers in hands and make sure that kids are learning some of these mechanical properties and some of the electronics before, you know, like, because otherwise these programs just don't exist.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I'm very encouraged by the fact that I've seen a lot more of this in schools, whether it be, you know, first robotics, which as we know is a little bit different than what we do in combat, but it's still operating on a lot of the similar principles and trying to teach, you know, engineering and different skills like that. So it's a good stepping off point, you know, for those that also want to get into combat if they're currently in first.
Yeah, in the way that we're currently forming, so two of our team members are coaches for FRC. So I'm a coach for FRC, and so is Dom Mack, who is one quarter of RSL as well. So that's actually what I was doing right before I came here. Kickoff was this last weekend, and so we have a room full of excited teenagers working on robots. Like, that's pretty fun. But one of the ways that we're kind of working on it is we're attempting to cater to third through fifth graders and get them interested in robotics, get them into first. And then we're staying a little bit hands off on them in our local community until after they're out of the first program. There's so much they can do there without being destructive.
Oh yeah. Yeah, absolutely. as I always say, there's many different types of robots and not all of them have to be destructive.
Not that FRC is not destructive. Those kids get down to some shenanigans. Let's be clear.
No, that's great. I mean, I love it. You know, I think the more that we work on building the community and coming up with these different creative ways and stuff to get people involved, the more this is going to continue to expand. So that's amazing. I mean, is there anything else that anybody should know about the league? You know, if they're looking to get involved, get started, whether it be in a competitive capacity or just, you know, in any way that they want to get involved.
I think it's knowing that event organizers always need volunteers. It's pretty much a perpetual thing. It's very hard to fill all the slots that are required. And then if you're nervous about getting into the sport, just go and show up and watch it. Otherwise, put something together that you know is not competitive and go have some fun. It doesn't always need to be something that's completely competitive in top rank. A lot of times you're going to learn a lot more by just sending it and picking up the pieces afterwards. And we've definitely seen a lot more competitors recently be comfortable doing that, where they bring it in, they have one or two fights, they call it a day, and they get out of there. One other thing that we've been doing as well, specifically the MRCA has been doing a lot of this, is we've been swapping over to modified Swiss tournaments. And so we have a Swiss tournament where it's a round-based structure. So most of the tournaments, you're guaranteed four fights. So enough of this double elimination stuff where you take two losses as a newbie and go home. That's not fun. So with the Swiss tournament, you face someone that has a roughly equal record. So by the end of the day, there's high likelihood that everyone's taken home at least one win. And I think that's important to new competitors as well, being able to just get the reps in, be able to get, three, four matches in and actually see what the sport's about and see if it's something that they want to do.
I actually think that's a great idea. It you know as somebody who's come into the sport as a new competitor, I recognize that my experience in my first event is not everybody's experience, and some people go in and they don't win at all, and it's easy to get discouraged when that happens right out of the gate. So I think that's a wonderful way to give people a little bit of confidence in their build and what they've done, and want to continue to iterate on that.
Yeah, it's very hard to go to a modified Swiss tournament and leave with solid losses. It's pretty uncommon.
Well, that's terrific. Well, I'm definitely, excited to follow along and see how these events go, and hopefully get to one myself. I'm pretty sure that I know a couple of my friends who will kidnap me and bring me to an event if I don't go. So, if they're watching this, they know exactly who they are. But, well, that's super exciting. So, for folks that are in the Midwest area, if you haven't already checked out an MRCA event, please do so. Whether you want to go, whether you want to build something and try and bring it to compete, I think it seems like a good time. So,
Yeah, we'll see you there. I'm going to hold you accountable. Michigan Mashup, I'll see you there in person.
Well, I've already told some folks that is the day of my daughter's birthday party, so
Ooh,
that
that's
is
right. Yeah, that's a no-go then.
that's a no-go, but I'll definitely make sure that I get out to something. So for everyone that's watching though, please make sure that you check it out, like this show, subscribe, follow, all of that good stuff. I have lots of giveaways that I'm going to be doing this year and lots of really awesome episodes. So just keep watching all of that. Thank you, Casey, for joining me, and everybody, we'll see you next time on the show.
Thank you.